In an empty high school culinary classroom, a woman with long, wavy black hair samples one of four pots of sauce. Opening credits, Hallmark Media presents, in association with Johnson Production Group. The black-haired woman furrows her brow. She puts a lid on the pot and reaches for a second pot of sauce.
Dan.
A man walks in.
What are you doing here?
I should ask you the same thing. School's been out a month.
Trying to get next year's bolognese recipe as good as mom's.
It's summer, Katie. You should be out of the classroom.
Because I know, but I love it here. Creating perfectly prepared recipes and then watching students get delectable results is... Besides, first day of school comes fast. It's like Dad says, fail to plan and...
And plan to fail.
Exactly. Here. Try.
Dan has short black hair. He samples the first pot of sauce.
That's not even the spicy one.
Hard to believe we share the same DNA.
50% with fraternal twins.
No, you got the 50% that likes hot sauce.
You're the cool twin.
He says to the teacher that is still at school on summer break.
Which is why I'm here, to free you from this and take you to...
Dan pulls out his phone.
Get a new phone?
No, this model hasn't even come out yet. But look at the picture.
A picture shows grassy mountains.
Peru?
Peru.
Dan nods.
No, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No.
For me...
Dan, I'm not going.
6 pounds at birth. Huh. 5 pounds. You owe me for life.
You're using that again?
Yep.
What is this really about? You're making that face.
No.
My twin tuition is tingling.
Mine isn't.
Why did Grandma say that you called her last week?
Come on. I want you to meet Luciana's family. It's going to be a special trip.
Third wheeling. Great.
You won't be the third wheel, I promise. We're going to be 30 this year.
Thank you for the reminder, but I already have the rest of my 20s planned out.
You know, they say a truly great teacher needs to go out and learn in order to bring something back to impart on their students. Peru's an amazing culinary melting pot. Let's get out of Michigan and see the world.
Katie looks thoughtful.
Did you say culinary melting pot?
Dan nods and grins.
I don't know.
I don't speak Spanish. You do. Who better to convince Lucy's family I'm the greatest guy in the world than my big sister?
I am bigger by 8 minutes.
Please, Katie, I need you. Please.
Dan flutters his eyelashes.
Okay, I will go to Peru.
Yes, Peru, here we come.
Katie and Dan hug.
Peru.
Title, A Machu Picchu Proposal. In Peru, Katie and Dan pull carry-on suitcases down an alley. They wear backpacks and crossbody bags. In a plaza, Katie bites into a pastry. She smiles and closes her eyes. Dan looks around with a small device.
What is that?
I'm beta testing it for work.
Okay.
Geolocation tracking with pop-up points of interest.
So a map.
Comes with a 4K 360 telepresence camera and real-time projection.
I may speak Spanish. You are fluent in geek.
There she is.
Mi amor!
Dan greets a brown-haired woman.
I missed you.
I miss you too. It's been too long.
It's been a week.
Oh, hi, Katie. I'm so happy you're here too. I can't wait to show you both my hometown, my family.
Oh.
All right. I'll let you do that. I'm going to check out the plaza.
Okay. Let's go.
Wait, the bags.
Thanks.
I'm so excited.
Dan and Luciana, known as Lucy, grab the suitcases. Elsewhere in the plaza, Katie walks around the narrow cobbled streets and alleys. She passes a man outside a shop with short, wavy black hair, and again as she walks past an alley. Katie continues exploring and notices the man walking from another alley with his back toward her. The man turns to face Katie, and they smile at each other. A parade of masked dancers in colorful costumes fills the alley separating Katie and the wavy-haired man. Katie grins while watching the performance. One of the dancers dances beside her. The wavy-haired man gestures toward the parade, and he and Katie join the line of dancers. A dancer with fanged teeth wearing a rainbow-colored dress pulls the wavy-haired man into the crowd and separates him from Katie. The man looks back at Katie with a grin. Katie watches the dancers continue down the alley. She returns to the main plaza and walks to a booth.
Un tamal, por favor. Sí.
A woman holds a baby goat.
Hola.
name Caramel.
Caramel. Hola, Caramel.
Katie pets Caramel and leaves with tamales. Meanwhile, Lucy chats with the man with wavy hair.
Yeah.
Katie! Hey! There you are!
Katie looks surprised.
I want you to meet my pata, Chef Carlos.
Katie and Carlos shake hands.
Buenos dias.
Hola, I'm Dan's twin.
Twin.
Dan shrugs.
In culinary school, Carlos was like the brother I never had. After we stopped battling over whether Peru or Mexico had better food.
Hey, orale, sir. It's still an ongoing battle.
We'll have to check out his restaurant opening in a few months.
It's actually close to where we live in Michigan.
And I still need a sous chef, so if you're up for it, I'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, couldn't recommend her more highly.
Yeah, Lucy's given me so many hit recipes, I can see why. Peruvian cuisine is unbelievable.
May I?
Yep.
Carlos takes a piece of one of Katie's tamales.
We couldn't have better timing. Carlos just made friends with an archaeologist. Carlos makes friends everywhere.
And you won't believe this, but he just invited me and my guests to a behind-the-scenes day in Machu Picchu.
Ooh. We already have that planned, right, Dan?
Yes, I already have tickets for Thursday, and they were not easy to get either.
Oh, but it's a backstage tour today for the ancient castle in the sky. I know you both don't like breaking up plans, but this could be a magical start to our trip.
Tickets sell out months in advance. You need passport numbers, time, circuit slots.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's all covered. VIP. But we have to hurry because the train leaves soon.
What do you think, mi amor? Please?
Whatever you want, Lucy.
But to Victor, here we come. The house is closed, so we can go and drop off the luggage and then meet at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Perfect.
Let's go.
Eso, Daniel. Ready for an adventure?
Later, on a train in the countryside, Katie gazes out the window with a look of awe. Carlos sits down opposite her.
Hey.
Hey.
The train gently sways. Carlos stares at Katie.
Who was you?
On the other side of that bridge, wasn't it?
It was.
You know, there's a theory about the magic. Machu Picchu.
What's that?
Just like the site stayed hidden for centuries, every visit reveals a hidden secret. They say that connections made in Machu Picchu benefit from the same enduring dedication that helped build it.
Sounds like a fairy tale.
Among the clouds, a view from above of tall, grassy mountains reveals the stone structures of Machu Picchu. Katie leans against a stone wall and gazes toward the stepped rows of stone.
Lucy and Carlos are back there regaling old cooking school stories.
He seems okay, I guess.
Oh, please, he's better than okay. He's like pizza. Everyone likes him. I really like him. Told you it wouldn't be a third wheel.
Is this a setup?
What? No, no.
You said Lucy had his family.
Yeah, he's basically her brother.
What?
Relax, Katie. It is a setup, but not for you and Carlos.
Dan pulls out a diamond ring.
You're gonna propose. I knew it! My intuition is never wrong.
I was going to propose on Thursday after asking your father, but now I guess I'll just have to wait.
Well, there won't be another Machu Picchu.
Tell me about it.
Dan, you have to.
Katie, I can't. I haven't even met Luciana's family yet.
Tyler didn't ask for Dad's permission before proposing to me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like Tyler. His whole movie theater proposal didn't exactly scream. I put a lot of thought into this.
That's fair.
But not me. I've been planning this for a long time now. I wanted my 360 camera to capture the moment so she could show her family. An intimate setting with panoramic views of the sunset. I had it all planned.
Yeah, changing plans not exactly our strong suit, but we can still do all that.
Lucy always talks about an American wedding, but wants a Peruvian engagement party. I even booked an Andean restaurant for the end of our trip.
So we party tonight!
I wanted it to be a surprise for everyone. And now the moment I spent months planning has officially been hijacked by someone who looks and smells like a cologne ad.
Carlos does smell good.
Dan grips the straps of his backpack.
The air's thinner up here, right?
Hey, relax. We're different, but we're the same when it comes to having plans and wanting to stick to them.
This can still be perfect, we just have to push it forward.
Dan shakes his head.
You found your soulmates. Just tell me what you need me to do and I will make your Machu Picchu proposal happen.
Really?
Katie nods. Dan smiles.
Okay. Let's do this. Oh, and I'll show you how to use the camera.
Guys, did you know that these buildings were built without any mortar? The granite was cut and fit perfectly. They were made for each other.
Sounds familiar.
Lucy smiles.
I've been coming here all my life, and it never gets old.
Yeah, I know. Beautiful. When did they discover it?
Depends on what you consider discovering.
Mm-hmm.
It was a known secret in Peru, but when the archaeologists came looking for gold, just the whole world found out.
Did they find it?
Gold?
Yeah.
No, but what they found is priceless.
Hmm.
So,
Lucy pulls Katie aside.
Tyler couldn't come with you to Peru?
No, that ended a few months ago. I really like Tyler. Turns out a few others really like Tyler, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your brother never keeps me in the loop.
I always wondered why it was so hard for him to plan anything, but when you're doing it for multiple relationships at the same time.
Well, he's a fool. You just need to find your person.
Hey. Tour starts in 20th Inca Trail.
Hopefully, I'll acclimate by then.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Dan shakes his head. Lucy pats Katie on the shoulder and joins him.
You'll be fine.
Katie and Carlos walk alongside Dan and Lucy.
There's this energy up here. Can you feel it? That might just be the altitude sickness.
Feeling queasy, honey?
No.
You look kind of pale.
We're pretty high up. Almost 8,000 feet.
Dan's eyes widen.
I'm good. Good.
Okay. Let's find you some coca tea. It helps with altitude sickness.
Lucy smiles.
Let's go. What about that photo you wanted?
I'm fine, really.
But the plan.
He'll be fine. T will fix him.
Dan with Lucy and Katie with Carlos walk away in opposite directions.
Let's sneak away and see what kind of secrets get revealed.
I don't want to be late for the tour.
It's just a quick peek.
Who knows what magic we'll uncover?
Something up there is calling me.
Do you have altitude sickness?
I can't help it.
I don't like messing with an itinerary.
Come on, live a little.
Katie hesitates and smiles. Carlos steps around a corner and takes off running.
Wait!
Katie runs after him.
Hey!
She sprints ahead.
Live a little.
Carlos smiles. He follows Katie to a roped-off area with a large boulder.
Cool. The Temple of the Condor.
Yeah, it represents the connection between Pachamama.
Mother Earth.
And the heavens.
Katie nods.
See it, right? Those rocks laid out like outstretched wings. That's the Condor.
It's your first time in Peru?
Yeah. But it's been on the list for forever.
Hmm. Yeah, I went straight from college to teaching, so I've mostly just seen a bunch of schools in Michigan.
Oh, that's not too far from Chicago.
Yeah.
What do you teach?
Wait,
let me guess. Chemistry.
No. Home economics. Sewing, cooking, practical stuff.
Oh, you're going to love Peru. The traditional modern cuisine, it's all fabulous.
Well, it's nice to know I'm not the only one here for the food.
Yes, the food. Always the food. I'm trying to taste everything I haven't tried because once my restaurant opens, I won't be leaving Chicago.
Well, sure, but you still must get to eat at some incredible restaurant.
I do, but you know, I'd rather travel to marketplaces all over the world, see what dishes speak to me.
Kind of like which cuisine you're most cosmically connected to.
Yeah, that's it. You taste it and you know it. May I borrow your hands?
Yes.
Carlos holds Katie's hands in his.
Let us manifest that something special we came to Peru for.
Oh.
Con permiso. ¿Nos puede tomar la foto, por favor?
Carlos gives a woman his phone.
Okay. Queso on three. 1, 2, 3. Queso!
The woman takes a picture of Carlos and Katie. Later, on a grassy mountaintop, Dan breathes heavily into a brown paper bag. Katie approaches him.
Are you sure you're up for this?
No, but another Machu Picchu trip would be a giveaway. This is my only chance that I have to make it a surprise.
Look, don't pass out when you get down on one knee.
Thanks. Okay. Everything's in there. It's simple. When you take out the camera, just try to be discreet.
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah. Okay.
Dan bites his thumb.
Do you got this?
Yeah. Do you have any coca and some tea?
You're fine. Back to Pablo. Good luck.
Okay.
Dan and Katie fist bump. Katie rushes off with Dan's backpack and brown paper bag as Lucy walks over. Katie crouches. She opens the backpack and furrows her brow. Dan puts his arm around Lucy and glances toward Katie.
Simple.
Carlos joins Katie.
Can I help you?
Katie shoves the brown paper bag into Carlos's hands and frantically sets up a tripod. She pulls Dan's 360-degree camera out of the backpack and clicks it into place on the tripod.
Step one. Turn it on. Okay.
Katie grabs Dan's phone.
Step two. Step two. Fire up camera.
Katie glances at Carlos and smiles awkwardly. Dan looks over his shoulder.
It's not working.
Dan furrows his brow.
I don't know.
Katie checks the phone.
Okay.
She presses a button.
Go.
She gives Dan a thumbs up.
Oh, he's down on one knee.
A bearded man behind Dan proposes.
Are you okay? See, she said yes!
Carlos runs over to the newly engaged couple. Lucy joins him. Dan looks back at Katie.
Sorry.
Dan frowns.
What? No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Show the ring.
Match your picture.
Carlos takes a picture with the couple.
You don't need to be nervous.
Of course not. I'm just walking into a room filled with strangers who are going to be talking about me in a language I don't even speak.
I'm here to translate even the insults. Hey, stop. Twin talk time.
Dan rolls his eyes.
Your instinct was right about not proposing today. I should have listened. Now you get to meet Luciana's family first. They are going to love you.
They're going to think I'm a total dork.
Dan, this twin talk time is a sacred circle of truth. You're the best person I know. Because of your devotion to the things that you love. Microprocessors, 4K cameras, but especially Luciana. Her family is going to see that and love you because of it.
Thanks.
Carlos arrives.
Katie, Dan, the guests of honor have arrived.
Hola, Katie. You look great. I mean, both of you. Dan, they are going to love you. I've been telling them all about you.
Oh, good. Grad's already warmed up.
Let's go.
Dan smiles.
Mi amor, you look better. Are you feeling better?
Yes, I feel wonderful.
Great. Hi, Katie.
Buenos dias.
Let's go.
In a restaurant, Lucy leads Dan to a table.
Familia? This is Daniel. Daniel, mi familia.
Hola.
This is my mom, Maria.
Oh. Encantado.
Mi yerno?
Qué guapo.
That means handsome.
Vamos, familia, todos.
Lucy's large family stands up at several tables.
Ella es Katie, la hermana gemela de Daniel.
Estoy muy feliz.
Katie, subtitle, I'm so happy to meet you.
These are my sisters, Camila.
Camila hugs Dan.
Bienvenido.
Athena hugs Dan.
Sophia.
Yeah, Dan doesn't like to be touched.
Oh, that's a problem.
No. Peruvians love to hug, so get used to it. My cousin, Diego.
Bienvenida, familia.
Veronica. Is my uncle, Julio.
Yes.
And...
A
man glowers.
You must be Lucy's proud papa, Caesar. Yeah.
Dan opens his arms for a hug.
Oh, right. Nice to meet you, sir.
Caesar offers his hand and Dan shakes it.
He likes him, don't worry.
So, Maria, tell me more about Luciana.
Oh, she's my youngest. But with five daughters, you can pick a favorite.
Of course not. So what are some of her favorite things?
Well, she loves anything pink.
Oh, yeah?
She watches old movies. And she learned how to dance before she could walk.
Huh.
And of course she loves...
Pisco sour and fries!
Those.
At night, Dan follows Lucy through a courtyard with drinks.
Carlos and Daniel.
Gracias.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing more Peruvian than a potato.
I believe they call these French fries, mi amor.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Tonto.
Yeah.
Dan feeds Lucy a French fry. Katie walks away with her pisco sour. She takes a sip of the drink and continues toward a large tree in the middle of the courtyard. People dance around her. Warm lights hang from the branches of the large tree and light the space. Katie pauses by the tree and spots Carlos dancing with Camila. Carlos glances over his shoulder and smiles toward Katie. He bows his head toward Camila and turns toward Katie, who shakes her head. Carlos mouths the words, "Come on." Dancing toward Katie, Carlos waves toward himself and mouths the word, "No." Katie shrugs and takes a step forward. Maria walks past her and joins Carlos. Katie's smile drops and she briefly closes her eyes. With a small smile, she turns her back to Carlos, sips her drink, and walks away. Katie makes her way over to a table in a corner of the courtyard and sets down her drink. Carlos grabs her wrist from behind, and she turns her head. Katie and Carlos share a smile, and Carlos pulls Katie onto the dance floor. Katie spins into Carlos's arms, and they dance to the music beside the large tree. Katie takes a step back. Carlos pulls her close, he twirls her, and they both grin. Katie spins. Carlos twists her arms and wraps them around his head. Katie slides one hand down to his shoulder and the other down his chest into his hand. Carlos puts his free hand around Katie's waist. Carlos dips Katie and she throws her hair back. Carlos pulls her upright and spins her out of his hold. He puts his hands together and bows his head. With a hand on her chest, Katie nods. Katie watches Carlos cross the dance floor and twirl Dan, who stumbles. Later, by a fountain, Katie pulls an umbrella out of her purse.
Hermana! That means sister.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm gonna propose.
Now?
Oh, everyone's having such a good time. It's gonna be such a memorable night.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I know, but sometimes it feels good to be bad.
Dan. The altitude is playing tricks on you. Cusco is higher than Machu Picchu.
No, it's perfect. Her whole family's in there.
You said you wanted something intimate.
And I know her dad's gonna come around once he hears the proposal speech I planned.
Caesar? I think he seems like a tough cookie.
Oh, wait. I forgot it. It had something to do with apples. You are the apple of my eye. No, wait. The apple doesn't fall far from... No. Wait.
Ah.
I got it. Can you get the whole thing on camera?
Yeah, I just need some fresh air first.
Don't take too long, okay? You and the ring are the only thing that's stopping this proposal from finally happening.
I'm right behind you, bro.
Give me some skin.
Yeah.
Dan high-fives Katie and walks away. Katie puts his engagement ring in her purse.
He'll thank me later.
Katie leaves. On a new day, the sun rises between mountains in the distance and shines brightly over the city. In an indoor market of vendors selling fruits, vegetables, flowers, and more, Katie tries on a burgundy hat from a vendor. The hat vendor passes her a mirror, and she smiles. Carlos approaches her.
Suits you.
Katie turns around.
You think so?
Definitely. May I?
Katie nods. Carlos takes off the hat and turns it around.
Oh.
There we go.
He puts the hat on Katie. Yeah. Katie turns to the hat vendor. The hat vendor nods.
Gracias.
Katie pays for the hat and walks away with Carlos.
You should try these. Cancha salada.
Katie tries a piece of cancha salada and nods.
And?
Well, that's our local specialty back home, too.
Sure. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to you last night.
Katie nods.
Get luck.
She looks away.
I really did enjoy dancing with you.
Yeah. I think you enjoyed dancing with everyone.
Anyways, I'm glad I ran into you. Gives me a chance to say goodbye. I'm off to Huacachina in about an hour. There's this chef who's famous for the local dish cuy.
Sounds delicious.
Well, you should come. I mean, come try it. Huacachina is one of the most remarkable towns in Peru. I don't know, maybe you could learn a recipe or two to take back to your class?
Katie knits her brow.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. I'm here with my brother and Luciana.
Yeah, no, of course I am.
Carlos lowers his gaze.
I hope you have a great time.
He looks at Katie.
I really did enjoy meeting you, Katie.
Me too. I mean, me too.
I get it.
Good luck with your restaurant.
Thanks. Ciao.
Carlos walks away. Katie watches him leave. Carlos pauses by an exit and glances back at her. He tosses a piece of cancha salada in his mouth and continues onto the street. At the top of a staircase, Lucy eagerly waves and points to a jar. Katie smiles. Outside, Dan sits on a stool with his head between his hands. A woman walks by with an alpaca.
Drink this. It'll make you feel better.
Katie gives Lucy's jar to Dan, who sniffs the liquid and grimaces.
What is this? Fish juice?
It's tiger milk. Luciana wants you to have it. It's basically ceviche juice.
Dan drinks the juice.
You've got an amazing girlfriend, you know that, right? She deserves the most wonderful proposal in history.
Dan cringes.
Something brave. Something bold.
The ring. You have the ring. I lost it, but you have the ring. Thank you.
Not some haphazard, informal movie theater proposal. Doesn't matter that the leather seats recline. No one wants to get engaged in a matinee.
We're going to plan something incredible for Luciana. We've just got to come up with the most amazing, dreamy, unforgettable proposal of all time.
I had the most amazing, dreamy, unforgettable proposal of all time planned for Machu Picchu.
Yeah, I know, but now we got to come up with a new plan. We just have to find a venue that is as romantic as an ancient lost city at sunset.
That I need to see to believe.
Well, then let's go. Come on, you've only looked at places on your computer. Maria told me some of her favorite things. We can find the perfect proposal place in real life.
I can't leave Cusco right now. I have to put in a lot more FaceTime with Caesar and hope that he forgets that I tried to do the worm last night.
You did the worm?
Even worse. Tried. But you should go and hatch me a new proposal plan and report back.
Well, I don't want to go by myself.
That's Carlos.
No. Carlos is off to Huacachina to do his food thing.
You love food. And Huacachina is like a cool little desert oasis. It looks super romantic.
Yo, you said this wasn't a setup.
As in, it could be the perfect proposal place. I just don't have time to go look myself.
Look, we don't have much time to make this engagement happen, and I really want to make it happen here in Peru. Please.
But I think he's leaving soon.
That's fine. You haven't even unpacked. I want you to be my eyes and ears out there, okay?
Katie raises her eyebrows.
Okay. I will find you options and send back photos.
Perfecto.
Katie walks through the plaza. At the back of a truck, Carlos smiles and closes the doors.
Carlos! Hi!
Katie, hi! Qué sorpresa!
It's a cool truck. You taking it on the road?
I am.
Yeah.
Katie looks at Carlos.
Listen, I was thinking about what you said. Maybe I could take a day trip to find some new recipes for my class.
Uh-huh. Okay. After you.
Carlos opens the truck.
Gracias.
Ah, de nada.
Katie climbs in.
By the way, change of plans. We're not going to go to Huacachina. We're going to go to Pisac instead. I met the shaman who said that Pisac is the spiritual center of Peru. Something inside me said we had to go, and I had to listen.
Huh. Yeah, I usually try not to listen to the voices. Doesn't matter. I was really just tagging along to try the cooey dish anyway.
The guinea pig? You want to go just to eat guinea pig?
Katie nods.
Yes.
I mean, they have guinea pig in Pisac.
Oh.
Plus, it's beautiful, very picturesque. Lots of sights to see.
Katie stares at Carlos.
Okay, but I want to stop and take pictures.
All right, perfecto.
Carlos runs around to the driver's side of the truck, and Katie smiles. They leave the plaza and drive through the lush green countryside. They travel down a hill and along a cobbled road in a small town. Katie and Carlos pull up to a market and park at the entrance. In the market, Carlos follows Katie down a narrow path between stalls filled with colorful purses and fabrics.
So many beautiful colors.
Did you know that Peru is considered to be the birthplace of the rainbow?
How could they know that? Rainbows are a series of refractions and reflections that have been happening forever.
Okay, teach.
Katie glances at Carlos.
Where to next?
She pauses.
We should split up. We can cover more ground, and I don't want to slow you down. I'll hit the streets, and you can take the market.
It's a good plan, I guess. We'll both pick something tasty to try, and we'll meet up at the ruins.
Yes, Chef?
Katie and Carlos split up. Carlos turns around, and Katie continues down the path. Elsewhere in the small town of Pisac, Katie snaps pictures of other market stalls and colorful art on alley walls with her phone. Katie stands against a wall of colorful pom-poms and raises her phone. She furrows her brow and frowns. Katie shakes her head and walks away. In a market alley with colorful stalls, she stands up her phone and runs to the end of the alley. She kneels and her phone snaps a picture. Katie grabs her phone from a stall with baby dolls. At a food vendor stall, she scoops dip onto a tortilla chip. She eats the chip, nods, and knits her brow.
Más picante, por favor.
Katie, subtitle, more spicy, please. Katie smells a jar of dip.
Sí.
Gracias. Señorita.
She turns away and spots a poster that reads, Adventure to Rainbow Mountain.
¿Dónde está Rainbow Mountain?
In an alley, Katie video calls Dan.
Hey, sis. Mm.
Hey.
Not to rush, but I'm in the middle of a grilling with Lucy's sisters.
Athena waves.
Nice, where are they grilling?
They're grilling me, but luckily I already have a sister, so I got all the right answers.
Yeah, you do.
And she has found the spot. Rainbow Mountain. It's a few hours from Cusco and then a 3-hour hike up.
Sounds far. Time's tight.
Yeah. Which is why you and Luciana
need to meet me there. I don't need to scout it ahead of time. I know there is no better place
to propose.
Dan sneaks away from Lucy's sisters.
Peru is also the birthplace of the rainbow.
How is that even possible to know? It's a series of reflections and refractions.
Yeah, I know, but it's still the perfect plan.
Okay, so I'm in Cusco.
And you're in Huacachina, so how is this going to work?
Actually, I'm in PSAC. Carlos changes his mind faster than the weather here. I could try and catch a local bus tomorrow.
No.
That'll take a whole day. We don't have time like that. Just ask Carlos to come along and he can drive.
I can't guarantee I won't end up in Uruguay on some kind of mystic mission instead.
Well, just try to keep him reined in. Okay, I'll get Lucy to text you.
I gotta go. I'm being summoned. See you soon.
Okay, bye.
Katie ends the call. Carlos runs up behind her.
Katie!
Yeah?
Hey! I thought that was you.
You look like you're having fun.
I just tasted the most amazing thing, and I had to know how it was made.
Okay.
Come, they're about to show me.
Oh.
Carlos pulls Katie down an alley.
Okay, so, this wonderful couple, Pablo and Claudia, a mi amiga Katie.
Hola.
Mucho gusto.
They are stewards of this remarkable 200-year-old oven, and they're about to teach us how to make empanadas.
Empanadas?
Sí. Vamos a hacer empanadas, eso, ¿no? Okay, listo.
Pablo, subtitle, once the dough is chilled, we roll it out and cut it in circles. Okay. Claudia, subtitle, then we fold it over and twist the edges. Katie and Carlos fill circles of dough with meat and cheese. They fold the dough and pinch the edges.
Have you done this before?
Kind of like a pierogi.
Perfecto.
Katie slides a tray into the oven. Later in the day, Katie, Carlos, Pablo, and Claudia try the empanadas.
Delicioso!
Delicioso,
on a hill, Katie and Carlos sit on a boulder. Carlos tries the food vendor's dip.
Spicy.
Spicier the better.
My turn.
Okay. What do you got?
Kiwi chop. Traditional. High in protein. You can fry it, bake it, pop it.
Kind of like oatmeal's more boring cousin.
I love rolled oats.
Okay.
Katie tries a spoonful of kiwi chop.
I was thinking, you're kind of on like this cuisine quest.
Oh, I like that.
And it definitely can't end with oatmeal.
It can't?
No. There is such a variety of terrain in Peru. So many microclimates with different crops. Like, say...
Katie lowers her gaze and shrugs.
Rainbow Mountain?
I've heard of that place. I don't think much food grows up there.
The high altitude, yes, but could be fresh yuca or maca.
It's a bit of a trek.
You'd leave first thing in the morning.
It's a long way to go, in the middle of nowhere, for maybe nothing.
Come on, Carlos. You never know unless you try.
You want to go on a road trip in Peru with me.
And Dan and Lucy.
So, spur of the moment of you.
Carlos, live a little.
Carlos looks thoughtful.
Okay. For my cuisine quest.
For your cuisine quest.
Katie grins.
This is what it's all about.
Empanadas?
No. Sharing a meal. Because at the end of the day, we're not going to remember the food we ate, but who we ate it with.
It's true.
Katie and Carlos gaze at each other. Katie looks out at the valley below.
You can see why they call it the Sacred Valley.
Certainly is special.
Carlos looks out at the lush valley, then at Katie and smiles softly. On a lush mountainside, Carlos and Katie follow a road to the top and park by a house on an alpaca farm. Katie looks out her window with a frown.
I don't see a rainbow, and this is not a mountain.
It's the coordinates Lucy gave me.
This isn't part of the plan.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Carlos leaves the truck. Among alpacas, Dan and Lucy wave.
Those alpacas?
Katie follows Carlos.
Hola, amigos.
Hey.
Pack schedule if we want to make it up Rainbow Mountain today. Pit stops aren't exactly accounted for in my timetable.
Oh, it's just a quick one, I promise. I grew up with Flores and I haven't seen her since she started this alpaca farm.
No problemo.
He reminds me of Chef Eric in second year.
Oh, yeah, when he could be saying he had two like an alpaca and you convinced him it was a compliment.
Carlos and Lucy walk away.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking if I make a big deal about getting to Rainbow Mountain by sunset, she's going to know what's up. Maybe I should just tell Carlos my plan and he can help.
He's too unpredictable. You never know what he might say or do that could ruin the surprise.
You're probably right.
Let's just stick to the plan.
Okay.
In an open field on the farm, a woman wearing her long dark hair and braided pigtails crouches beside an alpaca.
Katie, Flores has Indian weavers on site. We should go take a look and see what they're making.
I'm not sure how much time we have for shopping.
No, for shopping, for teaching. Carlos told me that you want some ideas to bring back to your class.
Right, yeah, yeah.
This is an incredible place you have, Flores.
Thank you. There was something about this land. Well, I couldn't explain it, but I could feel it.
We're gonna quickly check out the textiles.
Yeah, all the colors of the rainbow. Hey, did you know that Peru considers itself the birthplace of the rainbow?
You don't say.
Yeah, Katie told me.
Oh.
Carlos wants to meet the farmers, so we will link back up in a few.
Great. Then we need to hit the road. Come on.
Hola.
Hola.
Lucy, Dan, and Katie join weavers.
Alpaca wool's perfect for clothing here because it's soft and durable.
Check out how vivid they are in the new photo app.
Katie approaches a weaver. Subtitle, how do you get these colors? We obtain these colors with plants. Lucy picks up a basket of wool.
The red and pink ones come from cotinial bugs.
I knew I liked blue furs.
The weaver dyes wool red.
Wow. Muchas gracias.
Katie steps away and watches weavers on the floor work with colorful wool.
It's beautiful. It's okay. Okay.
Katie takes a seat beside a black-haired weaver.
Gracias.
The black-haired weaver ties colorful wool around Katie's waist.
Strapping me in there.
Dan looks at a poncho made of colorful wool. Katie watches the black-haired weaver work with different colored strands of wool on a large loom. Dan tries on a dark blue wool poncho with a hood and grins. Katie works with wool on a smaller loom.
Oh, wow.
Dan poses.
What do you think?
Katie smiles.
I think it will look great in a photo on top of Rainbow Mountain. It will. It's going to be beautiful.
By Carlos's truck, Katie carries Dan's backpack and holds the 360 camera.
Okay, I got this figured out. You got the ring?
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
Katie slides the camera into the backpack, and Dan scratches his neck.
What's wrong with your neck?
My neck? Nothing.
Hey! Carlos is talking with our head farmer. Yeah, better be careful or he'll be moving in soon.
Having a full-time chef is okay with me.
Lucy walks past with Flores. Dan scratches his arm.
I think you're allergic to your new poncho.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the dry weather.
Well, maybe it's the alpaca wool. Dan, you're as red as one of those bugs, and now you're making me itchy. Wind transfer.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm just gonna keep my arms hidden under the cape. I want to wear this for the...
Carlos runs over.
Hey, you have to try this. Fresh alpaca milk.
Carlos sips milk.
Tastes a little fibrous.
Thank you, but I can't do a lot of dairy.
Even I haven't tried alpaca milk. You're so brave, Carlos.
Dan.
Dan looks at the milk.
Sure, I'll give it a go.
He grabs the glass and chugs the milk.
Maybe not the...
You're just going to have the whole thing? Okay. Dan.
Dan empties the glass.
Yum.
Buddy, you got the nutrients to conquer any mountain now.
Katie passes Dan his bag.
Muchas gracias, Flores. I'm so happy we've got to see you.
Con gusto. And I finally got to meet Dan. He's as wonderful as you said.
Oh.
And you too, Katie.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for the textiles designs. My class is going to be warm and stylish.
The Peruvian way.
Dan drops his bag at Katie's feet. He clutches his stomach and sprints toward the house.
Milk was a bad choice.
Carlos taps the glass. Later in the day, Carlos and Lucy join Katie at the bottom of a hill.
Probably best for your brother if you stay here the night.
Oh, yeah. The wool allergy is new, but he should have known better about the dairy.
His rash will settle, and so is his stomach.
By the morning, you think? We could wake up early and do a sunrise hike.
Let's hope. I always wanted to go up Rainbow Mountain.
So, Flores has two guest rooms made for each of you?
Buenas noches, Lucy.
Buenas noches.
Gracias, Lucy.
Lucy starts walking back up the hill.
Is it just me, or does the earth seem bigger down here?
Definitely have the vastness.
Carlos nods and looks up toward the sky.
I bet the stars are bright. Way out here.
Katie smiles.
Far from the city. Whole new batch of them, too, you know, southern hemisphere. Maybe later we could come out here when it gets dark and...
Katie lowers her gaze.
I might tuck into that guest room early. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
On a new day, a farmer rides a tractor between fields. Flores ties her boot laces.
We'll be back before noon.
I've added a couple of stops, so we might be a little bit later than that.
Great. Oh, Dan, I wish you could hike with us.
Me too, Lucy. Just better for me to stay close to facilities right now. I don't want you missing out on Rainbow Mountain because of me.
Katie, you not coming?
No, I'm going to stick with Dan. You guys have a blast, though. Are you sure, Dan?
Ointment covers Dan's neck.
Yes. Take lots of pictures.
Lucy hugs Dan.
Okay.
Katie watches Carlos, Flores, and Lucy walk away with hiking sticks.
We're running out of time.
Dan nods. At a table in the house, Dan puts ointment on his neck and Katie stares at her phone. An alpaca walks behind them.
Being separated from Lucy makes me feel like just being with her is the most important thing. Maybe I don't have to do a big proposal.
Dan, you are always selling yourself short and playing it safe. But a proposal requires risk. This is your chance to show how much Luciana means to you by going over the top for her.
How do we do that now?
We start by getting rid of Carlos.
Easy there, Tony. We're planning an engagement, not a funeral.
Machu Picchu, Huacachina, the alpaca milk? He is a liability. He has foiled every proposal plot we've come up with.
Why don't you take him away to Lake Titicaca, and Lucy and I will go the opposite direction.
I'm not going off with him alone.
Why not? He's only a gorgeous chef with captivating eyes and a soulful spirit. Oh, wait, that's not going to work. Lucy thinks we're on a road trip altogether. How are we going to ditch Carlos without her thinking something's weird?
Dan eats a snack from a brown paper bag.
What are you eating?
Some kind of Peruvian corn nut.
Concha Sawada?
Yeah.
That's it.
Katie jumps out of her seat.
The corn nut?
If we can't beat him, we join him. Carlos is traveling and trying local foods, right?
Right.
We just need to find a place that is beautiful enough to propose, but also offers some kind of culinary distraction for Carlos.
Make them think it's all about Carlos's ingredients could be a good cover.
Exactly.
But it's got to be romantic, though. I'm not proposing over a bowl of soup.
I found it.
Katie grins.
Chocolate?
No, look at that place.
She shows Dan her phone.
I could see myself proposing there. But will Carlos fall for it?
He will love the sudden change of plans. And if I have to, I'll tell him that chocolate is sacred or something. It's so beautiful. It will make Luciana forget all about Rainbow Mountain. That was the best day of my life. I wish you were there, Dan.
Katie smiles.
Day's not over yet.
It was incredible. I have never seen a view like that before, and I probably will never again.
Well...
Don't count out cacao class.
Oh, that's what we're doing here. Yeah, we want to help you, Carlos, take your cuisine quest to the next level.
Some ingredient that will make your opening buzz, and everyone will have to come in your restaurant if they want to try it.
Carlos pauses.
I mean, I can't. You guys are so great. Oh. You know, everything for me, just my cuisine quest.
Yeah, I've designed our excursions around you discovering a secret Peruvian superfood.
What an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, this class is going to take us from bean
to bar.
Katie and Dan tap a bean and a chocolate bar together and continue down an alley with Lucy.
You coming?
Yeah, that's just so thoughtful of you, Katie.
Don't mention it.
But chocolate isn't exactly a secret ingredient.
You're right. It's not about the chocolate itself, though, but the... spiritual connection with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's used in ceremonies. Get ready to tune in with those higher powers.
Katie slams a cacao pod against a table.
Who knew chocolate making would be so exhausting?
Dan glances at Katie and slams his cacao pod against another table.
There's actually a trick to opening these.
Yeah?
Let me show you, Dan.
Carlos joins Dan.
All right, so...
Take some leverage.
He takes Dan's pod and splits it in half vertically.
Well done, Chef Carlos.
Oh, you got it too.
Katie tries to open her pod. Carlos returns to Katie's side.
Yeah, no problem. This doesn't look like chocolate.
Doesn't taste like it either. Try it.
Katie breaks open her pod.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Told you I could
do it. It tastes more like lychee or mango.
It does. That's actually the fleshy fruit around the cocoa bean. May I?
Carlos holds up a cocoa bean.
The cocoa bean.
Dan and Carlos grind cocoa beans into powder. Carlos and Katie melt chocolate in a bowl over a pot on a camp stove. Katie adds cocoa powder and a spoonful of butter. Carlos tries the chocolate. Carlos nods. Katie sprinkles a spoonful of brown sugar over their chocolate. Carlos stirs it in and they share a smile. Dan stirs his and Lucy's chocolate. Carlos walks over to their table and Katie nods toward Dan. Dan joins Katie.
Do you have the ring?
Carlos pats Dan, who accidentally drops the ring into the chocolate. Carlos adds sugar.
Carlos!
Katie searches the chocolate with a spoon.
It's okay. It's here.
Lucy takes the bowl to a tray.
Let me help. That looks heavy.
Why don't you both go take a walk? I think I saw some macaws in the tree. Macaws?
Yeah.
Really?
I love macaws. We'll be right back.
Dan passes Katie the bowl.
Come here, Mar.
He takes Lucy's hand and they walk away.
Looks like there's still a lot of work to do. Let me help you.
Carlos helps Katie pour the chocolate into bowls.
Okay.
Katie watches the chocolate closely.
Last one.
It fills a sixth bowl.
Nice little bit.
The chocolate drips onto parchment paper.
All right, let it settle.
Okay, now we have to let them cool before we eat them.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well.
This way.
No.
To the fridge.
Let me help you.
Katie loads the six bowls of chocolate onto the top shelf of a fridge. Carlos puts the tray on a table and turns toward the door. Katie stands in front of the fridge. Carlos joins her and they stare at the fridge. Carlos tilts his head.
Watching chocolate dry is almost as painful as paint.
I just want to make sure I'm ready when they are.
Mm-hmm. You that hungry?
Oh, yeah.
Carlos turns toward the door. Katie starts to follow. Carlos pauses and she does the same.
It's going to be at least 2 hours. I'm going to go for a walk if you want to come in.
No, thank you.
Carlos nods and walks out the door. He returns.
Is there a reason why you're still in here?
No. Let's walk.
Okay.
With one last look at the fridge, Katie follows Carlos back outside.
So does school start in a month?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just here till the end of the week, but I already feel like I'm behind on preparations.
You and Dan sure love your plans.
Oh, yes. Meal plans, travel plans, business plans, all the plans.
That's why I'm a cook and not a baker. With baking, you have to have precise measurements. With cooking, you can just improvise.
Oh. Did you always know you wanted to be a chef?
Yeah. I mean, I did have a crisis of confidence in culinary school. I almost moved back to Mexico City, but Luciana helped me down.
What happened?
She took care of me like family. So I kind of just adopted her as my sister.
She is very special.
She is.
Carlos smiles.
She cares a lot about other people. Kind of like you.
Like me?
Yeah, I mean, look at all the effort you're putting into discovering new recipes for your class.
Oh.
And my super secret superfood cuisine quest, all for me. Someone you just met. At first I wasn't sure, but now I,
Carlos furrows his brow.
I don't want this to end.
He looks at Katie.
Me neither.
Katie stares back at him.
I got you something.
What?
It was in Pizak. It's nothing, really.
Carlos.
It's a handmade poncho.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The blue kind of reminded me of you.
That is so thoughtful.
It'll come in handy once the temperature drops and we go deeper into the valley.
Right.
Speaking of which, where are we going next?
That salt we used, you said it was Peruvian?
Yeah, I believe it's from the Mata salt mines.
Yes.
Katie grabs her phone.
Salt mines.
Oh, this looks amazing. That's where we're going next.
Carlos smiles.
What's with the poncho?
cold. And Carlos bought it for me.
Aw, that's sweet of him.
Katie frowns.
Come on, this could be your eat, pray, love. We already have the eating part down.
Will you stay focused? We get the chocolate, we get to Salt Mountain, and you get engaged.
The fridge is full of bowls of chocolate.
What?
The bowls are identical.
I can't tell.
You don't know which ones are ours?
I do. I mean, I did, but now there's no system here.
Katie, which one has the ring in it?
I don't know. I can't tell which bars are ours.
Does it matter? They're all pretty much the same.
No, they're not the same. One of them has
We need to find ours, the ones we made. We have to take what we poured.
Settle down. Y'all really don't like to go with the flow, huh?
Carlos shrugs.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to guarantee we take the right ones.
Carlos slowly smiles. Katie and Dan crouch and start pulling bowls out of the fridge.
Take this.
Katie passes Dan her backpack. Dan opens the bag and fills it with bowls of hardened chocolate. Katie peeks out the door into a courtyard. Katie, Dan, and Carlos sneak out with their arms full of bowls. On the road, Lucy looks back at Katie and Dan from her seat beside Carlos.
You took all the chocolate bars?
Katie eats chocolate.
Carlos's idea.
Carlos glances at Katie and she winks. Lucy shakes her head and turns to face the road. Dan suddenly sits up straight.
Oh, thank God.
He holds the engagement ring between his teeth. With a look of relief, Katie briefly closes her eyes. In a valley, Carlos pulls up to a small hotel and climbs out of the truck. Katie tries to open the back doors.
I got you. Huh? It's one more latch.
Okay.
Carlos opens the doors.
Thank you.
Katie and Dan climb out.
This hotel has the highest rating in the valley, and it has a pool.
It's perfect. Mm. I love traveling with you guys. You always know the best places to go.
Perks of dating a planner.
Why don't we take it easy tonight and head to the Mara salt mines tomorrow?
Great.
Take it easy or party all night.
Oh, we haven't done that since school.
Yeah, all-nighters to spend dancing instead of studying.
Another life.
Maybe one more night?
Dan nods.
Let's do it. Let's dance like no one's watching.
What are you talking about? The only dance you know is the Macarena.
I love the Macarena.
Carlos puts down his bag. Oh. Carlos and Dan do the Macarena.
Okay. As entertaining as this is, I want to wander Ollantaytambo.
Yeah, me too. So we will talk about it later when we come back.
Wow. Look at this place. This pool.
View.
If it was up to me, we'd be sleeping on someone's couch.
Was that your original plan?
No plan is my kind of plan, Dan.
Carlos puts on sunglasses.
What do you think?
Bueno.
He sits on a lounge chair.
I don't know. Things tend to work themselves out. What you got there?
What don't I have? 4K, 360 digital camera, projector.
Sweet.
Does it stream?
Does it stream? It live streams.
Dan grins.
You're the man, Dan.
Yeah, I'm gonna set up a movie night out here.
Carlos turns toward Dan.
What about dancing the night away?
Nah. Better to play it safe. And movie night is safe.
Carlos lowers the sunglasses.
And romantic.
Dan smiles.
Actually, a lot of this trip has been really romantic.
Carlos watches Dan.
What do you mean?
Don't get me wrong. Your sister's plans have been great, but chocolate? Salt?
Carlos lies back.
Those aren't exactly secret superfoods.
He turns toward Dan.
Well, why do you think she's here?
Carlos shakes his head.
I don't know. But I don't think it's because of my cuisine quest.
Staring toward the hotel pool, Dan's gaze flickers side to side. In a market at night, Katie looks at a rainbow-colored chuyo hat. Lucy walks up with a drink.
Here. Oh, gracias. Salud.
Salud. This is Tita Morada. This reminds me of family. And on this trip, I feel like I have a new sister.
Oh, I was wondering a sister. Dan, he's great, but it's not the same.
I've always got room for another sister.
Katie smiles at Lucy.
So, Carlos seems to be quite a fan of yours.
How do you mean?
Lucy shrugs.
Well, looks, hidden smiles, the poncho,
I've only ever seen Carlos to buy something for someone when he really likes them.
I was cold. He gave it to me out of necessity, not affection.
Could be both.
No.
He is a lone wolf. It was a surprise for me that he wanted to go on a group trip. But it didn't take me too long to know why.
Katie looks at Lucy with a crease in her brow.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
The last time I thought I had my future planned out, I...
Tyler's stuff had nothing to do with you.
Katie smiles sadly.
Hey, you are an amazing woman. And an amazing man will cherish that.
Thank you.
You can trust your heart again, Katie.
Katie's smile slowly falls. She blinks rapidly and glances up the path.
Whoa, it's the third vegan restaurant I've seen here.
Well, I'm gonna pop in and ask if they have causa rellena.
Yeah, nice, I'll wait for you.
Lucy walks into the vegan restaurant. Katie looks at ponchos hanging on the wall. Dan runs up behind her.
So much for your twin tuition.
Katie furrows her brow.
Where did you come from?
He's on to us.
Who is on to what?
Carlos. He's off to the proposal. And if he knows, she knows.
What do you mean? What did he say?
He said he thought it was kind of weird that you were taking us all these romantic locations.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Carlos doesn't think you're going to propose. He thinks that,
what?
No.
What?
It's worse. It is so much worse.
You're freaking me out, what?
Carlos doesn't think that you're going to propose. He thinks that I am in love with him.
Oh.
I have to find the rarest, most singular Peruvian secret ingredient of all time to convince Carlos that is the only reason we are on this trip.
Katie, twin talk time.
Make it quick.
I saw you two today. You can't deny there's chemistry.
Carlos has chemistry with everyone. Besides, this trip is not about me. It's about you and Louisiana.
Katie.
No, I have to find a food that will change Carlos's mind before he changes the plans again.
Katie and Dan fist bump.
Take this.
Oh, gosh.
Katie gives Dan her drink and runs up the path. Lucy leaves the restaurant.
Lucy, hi.
Lucy glances around.
Cheers.
What just happened?
Oh, that's it. He's not gonna find a more rare food anywhere.
Hey, buenas noches.
Hi.
What did you get at the market?
Oh, it was the best. Check it out.
In the hotel lobby, Katie opens one of her bags.
Sweet drop peppers.
Nice.
Camu berries.
Ooh.
And to wash it all down, aguajina. These are all high in vitamins and low on the radar.
Espectacular.
You know that's why I'm here, right? To find you a secret superfood ingredient.
It's what you keep telling me.
And I have. For tomorrow.
What is it?
You're gonna have to wait and see.
Katie walks away with a smile and starts to climb an open staircase.
Hey, I was thinking of checking out what Dan and Luciana are up to. Maybe grab some dinner. Do you want to come?
Thank you, but I ate at the market.
So that's a no.
Yeah, I'm just going to chill here. Have fun, though.
Okay. Good night, Katie.
Katie watches Carlos leave. Later, Katie wears a red swimsuit and walks to the pool. Dan's camera projects a black and white movie on a screen.
Wow.
Katie walks up to the edge of the pool.
Unattended candles. Really, Dan?
Carlos appears from the water.
Hey.
Hi. I'm sorry, I thought you were going out for dinner.
Dan set this all up. I couldn't let it go to waste.
Just can't resist a little improv.
I guess not.
Carlos walks out.
Sorry, I'll,
He grabs a towel.
Leave you to it.
He continues past Katie.
You don't have to go.
Carlos pauses.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I figure that the best experiences you never see coming, so... I jump at every opportunity I get. Sometimes I overstep.
Carlos nods and starts to walk away.
Carlos?
He stops and looks back at Katie.
I could actually use someone to explain the movie. Seems I missed the start, and now I'm completely lost.
Carlos smiles and grips the towel around his neck.
Well... Lucy used to make me watch this every year.
Carlos joins Katie.
It's called Seventh Heaven.
Huh.
It's a classic.
He pulls on his button-down shirt and looks at the screen.
He's idealistic, she's mistreated. They're total opposites, but they're forced through rough times, and as they grow closer together, their differences turn into...
Let me guess. Love?
Carlos drops his hands into his lap.
Oh.
Katie watches the movie.
Even without words, you can feel it.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't have to say anything to say everything.
Katie turns to Carlos while he watches the couple on the screen.
Peruvian purple popcorn.
Yeah, up 10 times.
Peruvian purple popcorn, Peruvian purple popcorn.
It's very good, but I was joking.
Katie eats a piece of popcorn. The couple on screen wrap their arms around each other in a tight embrace.
When was the last time you were in love like that?
Katie shakes her head.
Maybe never.
Carlos glances at her.
Maybe I was blinded by good looks and charm. I fell for the fairy tale.
Carlos lowers his gaze and looks back at the screen.
What about you?
It's been a long time. Plus, I've had tunnel vision, only seeing a restaurant at the end of it.
It's good to be in love with your work.
Yeah, but there's so much more to life than that. And relationships require work and time. And I want to be with someone where I'm compelled to put in that level of effort every single day.
Katie looks at Carlos and shrugs.
In my last relationship, there wasn't much effort from him, which only made me put in more effort, and then I am oversharing.
Oh, no. I love it. I love your vulnerability. It's inspiring. You've inspired me quite a bit this trip.
Katie smiles.
I planned something.
Yeah.
I hired us a guide to take us through the Matas Salt Lake.
I think Dan and Lucy might want to go off on their own tomorrow.
I don't mind it being me and you.
Katie and Carlos gaze at each other. Carlos runs his fingers through Katie's hair. His gaze drops toward her lips, and Katie leans forward.
Sorry.
Katie checks her phone.
It's Dan.
Lucy wants to dance. They're going to Casa Bambita.
Oh, amazing. Let's go. Are you coming?
Katie stays seated.
I want to see how this ends.
Okay. Enjoy the show.
Good night, Carlos.
Good night, Katie.
Carlos smiles softly, turns, and walks away. Katie watches him leave with a smile of her own, then looks back at the screen. On a new day, Katie walks down the stairs and finds Dan with ice packs on his knees in the lobby.
What happened to you?
They almost killed me last night, Katie. The dancing, the strobe lights, the house music. I'm broken. Exhausted. Who stays up until 6 a.m.?
Pull yourself together, Lieutenant Dan. You need to find your second wind by the time we get to Mara's.
Buenos dias, amigos aventureros.
Morning, Carlos.
I brought us all breakfast from the market.
Great, I'm starving.
Breakfast, quinoa drink for you.
Delicious.
And chicken and rice soup, aguadito for you.
Oh, like my grandpa used to make.
And chirimoya. Looks like an artichoke, but tastes like a candied apple.
Thank you.
Well, now we have got our breakfast, so we should hit the road.
To Maras.
Yes. Maras!
Lucy follows Carlos outside. Katie stays behind with Dan.
You need to do a way better job of keeping him preoccupied today. This is my last chance at making this proposal happen.
I know, don't worry. Send me a text and I will start recording when you're 10 minutes from one knee.
How am I going to do that?
You're getting on that knee even if it means you never bend it again. We cannot mess this up.
Katie pats Dan on the shoulder. At the Mara's salt mines, the group follows a path between pools of water on a mountainside.
This is a long path.
It'll be worth it.
Okay.
Lucy walks ahead.
Make it happen.
Make sure you have your ringer on.
Standing by.
Dan and Katie grin.
So,
Katie turns to face Carlos.
Where's this guide?
Luis, he's meeting us at the lower pools.
Okay. I will follow you.
Okay.
Carlos dips his finger in one of the lower pools and licks off the water. Katie looks at her phone with a crease in her brow.
You'll never guess what it tastes like.
Is it salt? Yeah.
There's a salt water spring feeding all this. Then we wait for evaporate the water, and then we scrape for salt. Luis, your guide,
Carlos.
This is my friend Katie.
Hello, Katie. Hello, Carlos. So welcome.
Katie steps away.
There's got to be service here somewhere.
No sé.
It's okay.
Katie raises her phone, which reads, connection is unstable. She carefully crosses the narrow wall between two salt pools in her rubber boots and checks the connection.
Did you hear that?
What?
Luis's family have been harvesting these pools for decades.
Katie turns toward Carlos and Luis. She lowers her phone and nods.
They're beautiful.
They are.
Katie crosses the pools.
Did you get what you're looking for, Teach?
Luis has been telling me all about salt's healing properties. Detoxification, trace minerals.
Random question. Do you know how to make a pachamanca?
I do.
What is that?
A traditional method of cooking in fire pits with hot rocks.
That could be something you could bring back to Chicago. A new cooking method. You could test it out with my super secret ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, sunset, overlooking the valley.
If we build it, they will come.
By they, you mean Dan and Lucy?
Wherever they are.
Funny.
Katie, Carlos, and Luis waddle through a shallow pool of water. Katie follows Luis's lead and slowly scrapes back water in another pool with a salt rake. Between two flat, rectangular pieces of wood, Carlos scoops salt out of a pool and shakes it into a basket.
Nice.
Katie dumps the salt out of the basket onto a pile beside the pool, then crouches beside Carlos. Carlos drags the pieces of wood through the water.
We're not really here for a secret superfood.
Yes, we are. We are.
Whatever it is, you can tell me.
I have a food for you, really.
Okay. But there's something else going on. Let me in on it. I can help.
Katie stares at Carlos and then lowers her gaze.
If I tell you, you have to promise to keep it a secret.
I promise.
Katie smiles. From a small town in a valley, Dan and Katie slowly follow Lucy and Carlos up a stone staircase on a lush mountainside. Among ruins, Carlos takes pictures on his phone and Katie pulls off Dan's backpack as strong gusts of wind blow around them.
What happened? I was ready.
I never got your text. There wasn't any service.
Katie shoves the backpack into Dan's arms and follows the uneven path toward Lucy and Carlos.
Maybe we should just call it. I'm on my last leg. Literally.
No. I've got this plan. I saved the best for last.
I think we could just find some special place in Cusco.
More special than this?
Dan looks out at the valley below.
You could propose overlooking the entire Sacred Valley.
It is stunning.
I'm not going to let you down.
Dan looks at Katie and purses his lips.
Okay.
Dan smiles and Katie grins. On a steep mountainside, Katie throws a rope. She tries to lasso a cactus while tied to Carlos and Luis, but misses. Oh. Katie pulls the rope.
It's a little closer. Oh, I can't watch.
Lucy covers her eyes.
We've got lots of yucca potato. We don't need cactus.
It's my secret ingredient.
Dan frowns.
She's got this.
Carlos steadies his grip.
Go a little further.
Katie raises her eyebrows.
I got you.
She slowly smiles and Carlos nods toward Luis.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Luis releases more rope. Carlos lets it slide around him and Katie inches down the mountain. Katie throws the rope and lassos the cactus. She looks back at Carlos and he grins. Luis looks relieved. Later on a farm, Dan and Lucy carry baskets. Carlos and Luis watch a fire burn under a grate covered with rocks.
So we don't use the fire, we use the rocks?
Luis looks up.
Hot rocks, then the food, then more hot rocks. Pachamanca means cooking in Mother Air. Literally.
Katie stands at a large stone table with the cactus.
I wonder when your cactus goes in.
My cactus doesn't go in.
What do you mean? You risked your life for this rare delicacy.
Delicacy? Who told you that? Luis?
Luis shrugs.
Technically, it's not the cactus. It's a special ingredient. But what's inside of it?
You break it open, and you find...
Katie opens the cactus.
Hello?
Bugs squirm inside it.
Bugs?
Delicious bugs.
After what you told me at the salt mines, you didn't need to do all of this.
I know I didn't, but I wanted to. You never know what might inspire your next menu.
Now you have to try them, Carlos.
He's right.
All right, let's go.
Carlos and Luis pull back the grate over the fire with poles. Katie helps fill the pit underneath with tall leafy grass. Lucy sprinkles water over the rocks, and Dan and Luis place them in the pit. Dan and Lucy place marinated chicken on the rocks. Katie and Carlos dump the baskets of vegetables in the pit. They add more rocks on top of the vegetables and chicken, along with leafy grass, and then a white sheet. Dan and Luis shovel dirt onto the sheet. Katie pours a mixture over the mound of dirt on top of the pit. She places the cup on the dirt and looks at Luis. Carlos, Dan, and Lucy sit on benches behind her.
Did I do that right?
Good job.
Yay!
So, guys, it's going to take another 45 minutes. What?
Carlos nods.
See you there.
Luis leaves.
Dan, if you and Lucy want to take a stroll, we can keep an eye on dinner.
I saw a spot we can see the whole valley from.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Bye.
Dan takes Lucy's hand and they leave.
You think he's going to dip?
Oh, he better. We have already been to all of Peru's most lovey-dovey places.
Well, all those changing plans you adjusted to. You're more spontaneous than you think.
Well, I am learning from the best.
It makes sense now why the last few days felt so romantic.
Maybe that's not the only reason.
Carlos turns and looks at Katie.
You're right.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
There's an energy here.
They lean forward to kiss.
It sounded like Lucy.
Luis runs up.
He said, "Do you want a key?"
I don't know.
He follows Katie and Carlos up a hill, where they find Dan kneeling on the ground beside Lucy.
What happened?
I tripped. I'm okay, but I think I twisted my ankle.
Let me see.
Carlos kneels behind Lucy. He looks at Dan and points to his ring finger. Dan frowns and walks over to Katie.
She right?
You told him? You were the one who said he was a liability.
This isn't my fault.
If I hadn't listened to you, I would have been engaged by now.
Engaged? At a restaurant, Dan. If I hadn't taken the ring that night, you would have proposed to a pisco sour.
What do you mean you took the ring? You took the ring? Her whole family was there. That would have been the perfect proposal.
Please, it would have been a mess.
Couldn't be more of a mess than this. It would have saved me from alpaca allergies, eating bugs, and a nightmare road trip with you.
Okay, guys, why don't we just...
You should be thanking me.
Thanking you? For what?
For stopping you from being impulsive, thoughtless, and making the biggest mistake of your life. What mistake?
Nothing, Luce. Here, let me...
You asked, and as usual, I came running to your rescue. I have made this entire trip about you, helping you.
Oh, don't act like some sort of saint. The only reason why you got us to come out here was because you didn't want to be alone with Carlos.
Dan's eyes widen. Dan, Lucy, Luis, and Katie glance toward Carlos.
Why don't we just go back to Cusco and get Lucy a doctor? I'll get the truck a little bit closer.
Carlos leaves. Dan and Luis follow with Lucy between them and their arms around her shoulders. Katie walks behind them. At Maria's house, Katie walks through the living room with her phone.
Good morning, Maria.
Buenos dias.
What are you making?
I am preparing Luciana's favorite tinchicapi for when she gets home from the doctor.
Oh, I hope it makes her feel better.
Yeah.
I'm actually on my way to the market to pick up some flowers. Do you know her favorite?
She loves orchids.
Pink ones?
Always.
Katie smiles.
Where is Carlos? I haven't seen him since you got back last night.
Yeah, he disappeared after our drive home. He could be an arequipa by now. Anyway, do you need anything from the market?
If you see ají rocoto, we are all out.
Ají rocoto.
Ají rocoto.
At the indoor market, Katie picks up a pepper.
Ají rocoto?
Katie nods and returns the pepper.
Gracias.
She walks over to a flower vendor selling colorful flowers.
Hola. Hola. Rosada? Rosado?
Subtitle, pink? No, we don't have that.
Gracias.
Katie leaves.
Hey. Sorry, Maria. No luck at the market.
It's okay. I have plenty of ají amarillo here.
Won't that ruin the recipe?
Ruined? No. It's not going to be exactly the same. Just the essential ingredients, and then we can improvise. Maybe it's gonna be better.
That's the beauty of cooking. You can be spontaneous.
This is not gonna be a perfect kimchi kapi, but that's okay. It's gonna be perfectly imperfect.
Katie smiles and raises her eyebrows.
You're right. Carlos was right. I'll be right back.
She runs through the living room.
Yeah.
Maria shakes her head. Maria, subtitle, Girls Today.
Hola. They don't have to be pink. I'll take them all. Quiero todas estas.
Katie grins. Elsewhere in town, Carlos walks by outdoor seating and glances at a large fountain. He turns his back to a pathway above and toward a chalkboard. Behind him, Katie runs by with her arms full of flowers. At Maria's house, Katie runs to a closed room with candelabras. She sets one down, opens the door, and carries the other into the room. By the stairs, Maria watches her carry flowers into the room. Katie grabs the first candelabra. Maria peeks around the corner, holding Dan's backpack. Katie sneaks out of the room and closes the door.
It's all set up. You just need to get them in here.
Maria holds up Dan's bag, and Katie grins. Outside, Dan answers a video call.
Dan, hi.
Hey.
How's Lucy?
She's good.
It's just a sprain, but she'll have to wear a boot for a few weeks. But she'll be all healed by the time her and Carlos open up his new restaurant.
So she's taking the sous chef position. That's great.
It is. She'll be busy. There definitely won't be an engagement redo anytime soon.
I'm sorry I pushed you so far. I just wanted
your proposal to be perfect.
So did I.
But it doesn't need to be. You don't need a special place or the right ring or even a sappy speech. All you need is each other. Dan, you knew that, and now so do I. You are enough exactly the way you are.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind for a trip next year, I guess. I can't even begin to think of another plan right now.
I already did.
No, I'm not trying to do another big proposal plan again.
This is different. I promise. Just the essential ingredients. When you get to the house, Maria knows what to do, and so will you.
How?
To intuition.
Katie ends the call. Dan smiles and shakes his head. Katie puts her phone in her pocket. She looks down at Carlos in the courtyard below, sitting alone at a table. Katie walks across the courtyard toward Carlos's table. Carlos pokes at his food.
How's the ceviche?
Carlos glances at Katie and shakes his head.
I feel awful about how things went down.
Carlos puts down his spoon.
Carlos.
Katie sits across from him.
I need to explain myself.
So you didn't invite your brother to avoid being stuck with me?
No, I did. But it wasn't that I didn't want to be stuck with you. It was that I did.
I don't get what you mean, Katie. Either you did or you didn't.
I wanted...
Katie shrugs.
I want to be with you, and that scares me. So I tried to distance myself. The last time I gave my heart away, it got burned.
Katie lowers her gaze.
It made me think that I couldn't trust my feelings.
She nods and looks at Carlos.
But being here with you is changing that. You have a way of moving through the world that I do not understand. You mess up every plan I make, but what ends up happening is somehow better than I ever could have imagined. I think you are incredible.
Katie smiles.
And before you take off on your next adventure, know that I will never forget this trip. I'm really sorry.
With tears in her eyes, Katie stands and walks away from the table. Carlos watches her leave.
Don't you want to know what my secret ingredient is?
Katie stops and looks back toward Carlos.
The secret I've discovered is that there isn't one. There is no special berry or herb or grain, because cooking isn't about how one component works on its own, but what happens when it meets another. Take that ceviche separately, it's just fish and lime juice and spices. And when they get together, chemistry happens. Something better, something new is created because they are together.
Carlos faces Katie.
Are we still talking about cooking? Please tell me we're not still talking about cooking.
Carlos steps forward and presses his lips to Katie's. He puts his arm around her, and they share a kiss. Katie smiles.
First, I have to go to Machu Picchu.
Katie turns and walks away.
Machu Picchu with you!
Okay. Oh, wait, I gotta pick up.
Con permiso. Muchas gracias, huh?
Carlos pays for his meal.
Slow down, Mom.
Maria leads Dan and Lucy to the closed room.
What is it?
She peeks inside.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Maria winks at Dan.
She's crazy.
She walks away and pauses at the end of the hallway. Dan takes Lucy's hand and pulls her toward the room. He opens the door and a blue light glows. At the end of the hallway, Maria smiles. On a tall mountain in Machu Picchu, Carlos helps Katie up steps over a low stone wall. With Dan's backpack, they gaze down at the ruins below. Among clouds, Katie glances at Carlos and smiles. She pulls her hand from his and takes off Dan's bag. Carlos looks confused. At the house, the blue light glows from pictures of Dan and Lucy in a 360 camera projector slideshow. Candles flicker all around the room among flowers on the floor and tables. On the mountain, Katie sets up the 360 camera and tripod from Dan's bag. Carlos passes Katie her phone and stands behind her with his hands on her shoulders. Katie opens the camera's app and starts recording and streaming. At the house, a blank screen replaces the slideshow of Dan and Lucy's adventures in Peru. Lucy glances at Dan, and a 360-degree projection of a view from the tall mountain in Machu Picchu, which includes Katie and Carlos, expands across the room. Lucy looks at Dan in awe, and Dan drops to one knee with the engagement ring.
Lucy, you are the sun that warms my heart, and the earth that grounds me. Here in Peru, where the past and present meet, I want to be with you not only in this moment, but in all moments of my life. Luciana, will you be my wife?
Lucy nods.
Yes!
Dan slides the ring onto her finger. He stands and they share a loving kiss.
My work here is done.
Katie smiles softly.
This is incredible.
She turns to face Carlos.
You are incredible.
Katie and Carlos share a passionate kiss. With one hand on her waist and the other on her cheek, Carlos holds Katie close. Katie wraps her arm around Carlos's neck. They pull apart and Katie bites her lip. Katie and Carlos gaze lovingly at each other. Katie rests her head on Carlos, and they look out at their view of Machu Picchu. At night, they return to Maria's house. Dan and Lucy greet them.
Lucy and I are getting married!
Katie hugs Dan, and Carlos hugs Lucy. Caesar walks up behind Katie and Carlos. Dan dusts off his suit. Caesar smiles at Lucy.
Congratulations.
Gracias, papi.
Hola, Señor Diaz. Come on, give me a hug.
Caesar pulls Dan into a tight hug. Later in the evening, the family celebrates with a party. Caesar chats with Uncle Julio. Katie wanders outside where other family members dance. She pauses under a tent and looks around. Katie spots Dan inside with Lucy and Maria. Dan puts his fist over his heart, signaling twin talk time. Katie does the same and they share a smile. Katie glances over her shoulder and spots Carlos walking toward her. Carlos holds out his hands.
Will you dance with me?
Yes, Chef.
Wearing a brown suit jacket, Carlos pulls Katie, wearing a red dress, into a spin. Katie and Carlos wrap their arms around each other. Carlos dips and kisses Katie. He pulls her upright, and they both grin. Dan with Lucy, Caesar with Maria, and other members of the family dance around them. End credits. Katie, Rhiannon Fish. Carlos, Alex Santos. Dan, Christopher Vieira. Luciana, Michelle Rossello. Maria, Lucia Caravedo. Caesar, Alberto Wirtz Reveredo. Flores, Valentina Saba. Luis, Fernando Cavero Farfan. Copyright 2024 Johnson Production Group, Inc. All rights reserved. Logo, Johnson Production Group. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.